fashion is something that you can easily think of it as, you know what, it's just what people do. Some people are into it and others aren't. Some of us just dress for the sake of getting through the day. But fortunately, I don't want to use the word unfortunately, but if I were to use the word unfortunately, I'd be referring to the fact that it is a missed opportunity for you to be a bit more critical and a bit more, think a bit deeper about why you choose to wear the clothes that you wear and what are you trying to communicate about those clothes that you're wearing. So whether you're dressing up for a party, you're dressing up for a wedding, you might not be someone we can categorize as a fashionista, but at every given time and at every given moment, your clothes do communicate something about you. You know, sometimes you can even see a person walking out of their home and immediately you look at them and you think to yourself, this person is going to a wedding, or this person might be going to a funeral. This one definitely is going to work. So that just goes to show you that there is something, there is intention behind the clothes we choose to wear. And it is at all levels of appreciation of fashion. You might not even think of it as fashion, right? Whenever you're dressing up, you don't think of it as, oh, my wardrobe is full of outfits that are, you know, contributing or trying to communicate some kind of style or image or fashion. But as long as you have clothes in your wardrobe, you dress for certain events and you try to communicate certain messages. In fact, even if you're a humble dresser, it says something about you. If you're a person who dresses to communicate the fact that you're modest, you're not trying to be too revealing of things in your body. You're trying to be more, you know, to dress up for a society and a community, and you don't want anyone to be tempted. You don't want anyone to send the wrong messages to the people around you, which is a very, very loaded conversation that I'm definitely not going to delve too deep into right now. But I just want us to have a general conversation about what do the clothes you wear, what do they mean? What do they mean to you? And what exactly does it say about you? So first of all, I want to get rid of this idea that those of us who aren't interested in fashion, the clothes we wear say nothing about us. That is absolutely not true. You're always communicating something in the clothes you wear. Now, doesn't mean that you always have to be obsessed over what your clothes say about you, right? There's the simplistic view, or there's the simplistic level of wearing outfits, or the outfits that you wear communicating things like, I'm going to an office, you know, wearing a shirt, maybe nice trousers that are very well ironed and they have that lining, you know, and you're wearing formal shoes. Now, for men, you could assume that he's either going to a wedding or he's going to work. Sometimes you can often tell these things. I think you can, particularly with a suit, you can often tell based on the color arrangement, because for weddings, you usually dress a bit brighter, but for work, it's a bit more mundane. You don't worry much about, you know, what the colors are going to communicate. It's not always the newest shirt that you have, but for more events that have to do with you showing up to the public that's not used to seeing you on a daily, that communicates a different message. Now, why is this important, you might be asking yourself? Well, for one, we live in a society. We all come from different contexts. That would be your specific community. And you also engage with people at different levels. So how you dress really determines how well that relationship flows with those people that surround you. So we're always sending different messages. So the first thing that you need to be aware of is the fact that the clothes that you choose and the clothes that you wear communicate a particular message. Now, this is not a conversation about dressing modest per se. It's not a conversation about that. It's rather about being aware of the fact that the things you wear communicate different things. Sometimes you might even find that at home, there are people like this, believe it or not. At home, you are not allowed to dress in a particular way. And, you know, you get some people who sneak out of home, and then once you get outside, you get into the clothes that you actually want to wear, because at home, they're a bit more conservative. And here's the thing about the modern era, right? It's the the fact that we've taken the idea of fashion and dressing up and turned it into a way of liberating ourselves. And I think there is a lot of good in doing that, but at the same time, there's danger as well when you start to see it as something you deserve, as though the way that you dress has everything to do with you and nothing to do with the public, whatever they think is their fault, and which a lot of young people today, that's how we think, right? My style is my own style. Now, I can tell you about my own journey in the way that I've grown up, in the way that my style and my fashion and my taste has changed to where I am right now, which is where quite a lot of adults find themselves, but not every adult. There's still those who dress up, I suppose I could say, to chase after clout and to be seen as wearing labels and brands and being of a certain class, because that's another aspect of fashion that I haven't really touched on. The fact that it welcomes you to a particular class or makes you feel like you're part of that class of people who are earning a certain or who have a certain tax bracket, so to speak. But the one thing I want to touch on is this element of us using fashion as a way of communicating our freedom, as a way of enforcing our freedom. So here's how that pattern happens. Before getting into the journey of my the story of how my own journey into fashion has changed over the years up till now. So usually what happens, you find, for example, like with women, in the past, you found that there were a lot of bureaucrats who tried to enforce it upon women that they should wear long skirts, long sleeve t-shirts, and they should always, in fact, there was a time where even what your undergarments were very big and long, and they were very hot, and you'd find some women fainting, which was a very bad time to live in. And we can all agree that you shouldn't try to get people to overdress to such an extent that they are absolutely uncomfortable and it's not even safe for them because their body can't ventilate, right? As a result. And then you get those at the other end of the spectrum, which is where we often find ourselves now. You still have those conservative who embrace overdressing and overcovering. And then you get those who underdress to the extreme, where they don't even care what implication that has on the rest of society. And this is where we often find that these two extremes, where we often find ourselves as a modern society. But for the majority of people, to be quite honest, you find that most of us don't even think about what we're trying to communicate. You wake up in the morning and you take a shirt, you take a pair of jeans, and you're good for the day, and you put on shoes and you're good for the day. But here's another thing, right, which some of us might not even want to admit. If you were to wake up in the morning and be that nonchalant about what clothes you're wearing and what outfits you're picking, the real truth of it is, if you were going to a venue and you found that everybody there actually dressed up, it does a number on you. And it makes you think, oh my goodness, I'm underdressed and I should have actually been a bit more thoughtful about the clothes that I put on. So coming back to what I said I'd touch on earlier, my journey in terms of fashion, I mean, when I was younger in primary, I didn't care much. It didn't really matter much. And then the older I got, I started, especially in high school, my dress code was to fit in the social group that I thought I wanted to be part of. So the more creative rap group, and that's what I tried to style myself in order to fit in, right? And then then as I progressed and got older, got into varsity, dressing well or how I was dressed mattered to me less and less. But I started noticing in varsity that you got a lot of people who, particularly guys, and there were a lot of girls as well, who dressed in order for it to be seen that they're not struggling, you know, that they are the talk of the town, that they're the ones who've got the style, the expensive clothes as well. So there's that aspect of fashion where we try to communicate how we're doing at home, or we try to communicate how wealthy we are, whether we have food or not at home. But the way that you're dressed in public, you find that it has nothing to do with what's going on at home, but that's what you're trying to communicate. Here's an interesting stat, right? The fact that in times of recession or when inflation gets bad, or when you find that a place is experiencing a financial depression, did you know that the industries that do the best tend to be the clothing industry, particularly those that sell expensive clothes, as well as the hair and beauty or hair and makeup industry, they tend to do very well, in especially cars like Rolls Royce's. I can't remember if it was during the 2008 depression or crash, where Rolls Royce actually sold more cars than what everybody was anticipating. So this says something about the psychology within us, right? The fact that we don't want people to know that we're struggling so much that we want to cover ourselves with these garments, right? Because when you're out there, no one knows what's happening internally and within you, and no one knows what's happening at home. So I'm going to leave you with that thought, just something to chew on. Think about, what are you as an individual trying to communicate with the clothes that you wear? What message are you trying to send? What are you trying to cover, if anything at all? What are you trying to make people not pay attention to with the clothes that you wear? Or are you like the rest of us who just dress to be comfortable? And every now and then, we're made to feel as though we're underdressed because we often don't even think about fashion in the first place.
What does fashion mean to you? Fashion is something that is very interesting because it's something that I sort of struggle to address because I've never been part of mainstream culture with regards to what I wear and what I prefer to wear. Now, I am the typical t-shirt guy, right? So when you get me in a formal setting, there's a big chance that I would be wearing a t-shirt and jeans. When you get me in an informal setting, there's a big chance that I will be wearing a t-shirt and jeans. And when I'm on my day off at home, there's a big chance that you'll get me in a t-shirt and jeans. That is sort of the fashion choices that I've make, or that I make, is I'll wear a t-shirt and jeans. Meaning that the t-shirts that I wear are always sort of lean to make a statement. Now, I don't have a lot of stuff with writing on it and stuff that says focused or my heart belongs to Jesus or stuff like that. I don't actually wear those stuff. I just wear stuff that I think looks cool, and I hope that looks cool to me. I've never been bothered by wearing stuff that's been mainstream and supportive of what mainstream culture esteems as cool. When I was a teenager and when we were growing up, I was part of the skater boy culture. I used to have a skateboard and I was saying dude a lot. I think I still do that, but I was wearing baggy jeans and sneakers and that thing. And now I wear still jeans, not baggy, but it's because you can't get them. But I still prefer hoodies over anything else and t-shirts over anything else. But what does fashion mean to you? And I think the bothersome fact that I have is that today's fashion is the typical clothing that people wear is very, very revealing. And we are part of this culture of express yourself and don't let anyone ask you to suppress yourself. You should be able to express yourself. And that means that we've got a different perception of clothing that's acceptable to modern young people. And I know everybody always says, no, but there's this complaint, and you can't. Parents have always complained about the kids and the clothing that the kids wear. But I do feel to a certain extent that this is bad. What's happening today is bad. We are wearing a lot of revealing clothes. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I stay close to the beach, and I've noticed our swimwear has changed. Stuff that was modest 10 years ago. Stuff that was not considered modest 10 years ago is now considered conservative. We wear very, very revealing clothes. And I find that quite cumbersome because I don't feel that the expression of one's identity should be to show as much of your body as possible. Showing or being as accepting of oneself does not mean that you should show off the entire skin that you have been given, which is sort of the way that modern society think. Modern society have decided that if you are comfortable being nude, that means you have accepted who you are. And I don't believe that that is a comfortable way of viewing yourself. I don't believe that it's a comfortable way of growing and accepting of who you are. I just don't like it. I know that we should not judge people. I'm totally for that. But I'm against the fact that we should be revealing in the clothes that we wear. The Bible very often speaks about how we should be modest and how we should be chaste in what we do, and we should not let other people stumble. Now, I realize that stumbling is a different thing for different people, but let me put it to you this way. If a girl is wearing revealing clothes and a guy is seeing it and focusing on it, the modern society dictates that he's the one that's in the wrong. Now, if I wear a t-shirt, for instance, and on my t-shirt I've got a picture of Satan or Lucifer and people are offended by it, that means I should be able to tell them that, listen, you are wrong. There's nothing wrong by saying that this is Satan and he's been punished. But we should be cautious of one another and how we react. I believe that's the Christian lifestyle. We should not let other people stumble. And it happens. Don't think it only happens in the way that girls wear the clothing that girls wear and boys don't fall for it. I've seen girls stumble for the way that guys wear clothing and the stuff that guys wear. So just bear that in mind. What does fashion mean to you? Fashion, to me personally, is not something that I adhere to. It's forever in my life, it's been a struggle because I don't like the things that's in fashion, because I just don't like the typical clothes. I find it difficult to buy bootleg jeans because it's never in fashion. I've never owned a pair of skinny jeans, probably never will, because I just don't find them comfortable. What I feel is that you should be comfortable in what you wear. That is considered good fashion, and even greater when you let the people around you also feel comfortable with what you are wearing. And that, I believe, is fashion.